you know, the who cares thing on M17. So the software I'm running is called the Universal Reflector, and basically does all the modes. It's kind of agnostic of what modes it is. It's more of a kind of like a, if you want to think of it like a hub server, but what ends up happening, if we're to cross mode to like go over to the other mode, we have to put these little USB dongles in there. So, but by itself, if I connect on there on M17 and you connect there on M17, we can all talk to each other. So it's just another digital mode. All you're doing is, you know, if you're using the software like DroidStar or whatever, you would just select the URF 239 reflector is what it would be in the list somewhere in there. But I, you know, that might be too much. I might be fire hosing information, but M17 is just another digital mode, just like P25, DMR, Fusion. The difference is it's open source. It's using open source codecs, and it's still, there's no radios really out there. There's like maybe one radio out there that's like $450, and it's very basic. But there is, so that's the reason why that hasn't really popularized. But it, you know, any manufacturer can use their codec and put it in their radios. So it's just a matter of time. But it's, I haven't seen much traction in the last couple years, other than one Chinese manufacturer is making an M17 radio now.